This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John. Good morning. I'm all excited. I really am. Over the last few days, I decided the date for the next Get Prepared Expo. And I've got some documents to sign, but I'm all excited. It looks good. I won't release the date until all the documents are signed. But we've got the location. We've got the date. And it all looks great. I'm all excited because, you know, I wanted it to be good, really good. And I didn't want to compromise on the quality of the expo. I want it to be the best ever. Not only the best Get Prepared Expo ever, but the best expo ever. So I think we can do it. So that's coming up. So if you're interested in the Get Prepared Expo, if you're an exhibitor, send me an email, Vincent@USAprepares.com, Vincent@USAprepares.com, and we can talk about it. The way it works is you'll be interviewed, and we'll make sure that we agree with your products, we agree with your philosophy, we agree with your integrity, and if you pass those tests, then we'll consider letting you exhibit at the expo. But if we feel that there's some holes in integrity, I just don't even call. You're wasting your time. We're in the business of helping people, not taking advantage of people. So that's a little update on the Get Prepared Expo. It's coming. And John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.com. You're the author. Great book. I've got a copy in the studio. Mine's autographed. And that's because I bought one a long time ago, and I was able to get one autographed. I think, John, how many did you autograph? Maybe 25?
There are, I believe, I have to look. It's a low number in the 20s that were signed and numbered.
Right.
There are no other numbered ones besides the one that were pre-purchased at the last expo. There are some others that have been autographed but not numbered.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to talk about the IRS?
I tell you what, I'm lucky to be with you this morning. It took me two tries getting through to Genesis, and it took me two tries on the extension to get through once I got through.
Really?
So they're working early today.
Well, all right, before we get into the IRS, we had a storm last night here at the farm. And I got an email from one of our class members about 20 miles away. And he said, I'm paraphrasing, he said, Vinny, I'm sitting looking at the lightning over your farm from 20 miles away. And it was unbelievable. I mean, just lit up the sky. And I scrambled. I thanked him. And then I got right after that, I got a call from Sunny Skidmore at KLID. She's the owner of the radio station in Missouri. They're an affiliate of ours. And she wanted to chat. And I said, Sunny, I got to go. I got to go. There's a storm coming. I'm disconnecting my equipment as we speak. I've got to shut down. We'll talk later. But she's going to interview me on her radio station, KLID, in AM 1340 in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, on Wednesday at 7:20. Roughly between 7 and 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about the right to farm bill in Missouri. It's not a right to farm. It's a right to infringe our rights. It's a lie. And we're going after Bill Reibold, the sponsor of the bill. And we're going after Kelly Smith, the director of marketing and commodities for Missouri Farm Bureau, because they are perpetrating a lie in our opinion. So we're going to explain what's going on with this big lie. But I disconnected the equipment and I didn't want to have more explosions here on the farm. From batteries, and so fortunately we didn't have any, and we had a horrific rain. I mean, it's unbelievable, and some flooding here. And right now we're checking the fence to make sure that it's still up and the electronics are still working. We have electric fences here to make sure we still have our cows. And so it was just more of this weather manipulation. John, you know, let me just make a comment about weather manipulation. It's the ultimate for warfare, you know. We said it many, many years ago that, you know, if our government has enemies and we want to attack them, we can snow them in so they can't move and then we can attack them, you know, from the air. Or if we want to starve them out and if we want to overthrow a government, we can just starve them, give them a summer full of no growing, right? Just give them a drought. Have no food, and then we can come in and rescue them. We can say, geez, that's really too bad what happened to you guys. You know, we'll change your government, and we'll help you, and here's some food, and we can take over countries that way. So this weather manipulation is a boon to government. And not only that, it's a boon for the commodities investors and what they can do, and the derivatives gamblers. What they can do is, if they have inside information about the weather manipulation, they can place their bets and score really, 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 really big. Yeah, think about that. So why are we manipulating the weather? Well, it's big business, and it's big government. Okay, so something a little more light. the IRS.
Well, last week, for those of you following along on the internet. We're on the Financial State of the Union, the news tab. There was one article we didn't get to. It's the third one in the control section, penalty for paying cash. And what this talks about is we've got companies like in Colorado that are in the marijuana business, and they're unable to get bank accounts, but they are trying to work within the law, paying their taxes, but they can't get a bank account because of the business they're in. And so they don't have a bank account, they cannot electronically pay their taxes. And the IRS fines them for paying in cash. Now, this is wrong on several levels and gets even more disturbing as we get into this. First off, when you look at the obligatory clause on what counts as our money nowadays, this note is legal tender for all debt, public and private. So when you incur a tax debt like this, it's supposed to be accepted as payment for that debt. In business, businesses don't have to accept these dollars for their goods, unless you pay for something that they give you credit for. For example, if you go into a fast food restaurant, you're paying up front, so they would not have to accept it. You go to a sit-down restaurant where you order or have a meal, and then you pay for it afterwards, now you're paying for a debt. If you go to a gas station and they let you fill up first, now you have a debt to pay that business. So they would have to accept the cash. Now, you would think that, you know, the IRS just like to get money any which way they can, but it does cause more work for them to actually have to take cash and take that to the bank, whereas with checks, they can just do things electronically. But what makes this so disturbing, you know, and it doesn't really matter. You might hate marijuana businesses. That's fine. But how far away are we from, and we're already seeing, businesses like gun shops that are not able to get bank accounts because the bank closes their account. So gun shops would have the same problem. And this goes on, what other businesses would then be targeted by the government? You know, while churches themselves don't pay taxes, they have employees that are earning wages that taxes would be withheld and paid on. So churches could have the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just ratchet this up another level. And this gets into how they can easily silence the alternative media, not through the IRS and paying cash, but by the contracts that you've agreed to already. Because when you've gone in, whether it's for the communication service or the web hosting, in that fine print of the terms and condition, you have already agreed to that this site will not allow hate speech. The problem is, it's the service that gets to define what hate speech is. And then you've also agreed that you no longer have the ability to seek redress for that in the court system. You've agreed to go to mediation. So it'd be very easy, especially with the few number of communication companies there are, to totally shut down alternative media by calling it hate speech.
Yeah, and as you were saying that, John, I was thinking about USAPrepares.com. I mean, I talk about, you know, the meetup at Ziggy's. You know, everyone's welcome unless you're a politician. You know, is that hate speech? I don't think so. I just think we just despise those guys for the lies and the deception and the corruption. We just don't like their behavior. But some might call it hate speech. When we come back, John, I'll tell you a little story about, it'll take about a minute, about Mrs. Finelli when she went to the bank with cash.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, when we lived in Virginia, we had a computer manufacturing company as a corporation, and most of our customers paid by check. We had a lot of large corporations as customers. We had some small corporations as customers, and we had individuals. And you know, sometimes an individual would come in looking for a modem or a keyboard or something small, and they'd want to pay us in cash. And there was always change. So Mrs. Finelli would accumulate the change, and to make it easy on the bank, she might go to the bank and deposit the change every 3 weeks or once a month or so. And one day, she and I happened to be in the bank, and she was depositing this change. And it wasn't a lot. It was probably, I don't know, I'd say a couple $100, maybe $5, $10 in change, some pennies in there. And the teller said to her, we're going to charge you for the deposit of the change, the tokens, the coins. And she looked at the teller and said, "Are you serious? You're going to charge us to deposit these?" And the teller said, yeah, we are. We're going to do that because it's more work. And I stepped up a little closer to the teller and I said, "Nah, I'll tell you what, let's do this. You have all of our account information there, right?" She said, "Yes." And I said, "Okay. We're going to close all of our accounts right now. We're not going to pay you to make a deposit here." This was in the 90s. "We're not paying you to make a deposit. As a matter of fact, when you close out our accounts, we would like it all in cash, and we'll wait while you get it." You know what happened? Nothing. They decided that they were not going to charge us anymore for depositing tokens. They decided they were just going to do their job the way they used to, and they weren't going to give us a hard time. So that's my story about cash, John Reagan.
Are you ready for a really scary story?
I'm ready.
On this week's resources in the control section, I've got one article I've entitled The Switch. And this goes to a study that happened during clinical trials for seizures, and it was totally by accident. They stimulated a certain part of the brain, and the person lost consciousness, stopped responding, and when they stopped the stimulation, she came back with no recollection that anything had happened. Now, the article talks about, hey, this is great. It could possibly help coma patients regain consciousness. But then there's the dark side of the force. And it makes me wonder, can they, or possibly even worse, have they been able to weaponize this? Could you imagine rolling in a drone into a neighborhood and sending out this signal that would stimulate this part of the brain and you just lose consciousness and have no idea what's going on around you?
Isn't it interesting, John, how the military, how governments have these kinds of thoughts where they experiment with these kinds of things? It's an outrage to me. It really is. So, you know, when you think about it, if you talk to anyone who has had surgery, you know, they'll say, okay, all right, we're going to count backwards from 100. Okay, 100, 99, and that's it. And there's no memory from the 99 until the person wakes up. No memory whatsoever. So I can kind of understand what you're saying about this. And if you think about, you know, some of these young people in the United Kingdom who go out on these drinking binges, they don't know how they got there. They don't know what they've done. They have no memory of their stupidity whatsoever. This is terrible. What you're talking about is really, really frightening to me.
And while you're out, they could do anything to you.
Right. Right. And isn't it interesting, John Reagan, how when the government does something horrific, you know, it's for our safety. But if we were to do something, you know, we'd be a terrorist. We would be mentally deranged. But not when the government does it. Okay, John Reagan and I will be right back, right after the bottom of the hour messages.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union.com. And calling in from Springfield, Missouri, is USAPrepares.com instructor Tom Martz. Welcome, Tom Martz.
Thanks for having me, Vinny.
Hey, Tom, tonight you're going to be at the meetup at Ziggy's. The meetup, we have fellowship starting at 5:30. Seminar starts at 6 o'clock, Ziggy's Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. And, Tom, you and I are allies, along with John and Judy Dollarhite and some of our other instructors, against the right to farm lie, the right to farm lie, Amendment 1, being voted upon in the great state of Missouri. What are we going to learn tonight when you speak with us?
Now we're going to learn about the meeting that we had with Kelly Smith and Bill Riebolt, however you pronounce it. He is supposedly the author of this amendment, even though there are other states that have very similar legislation or amendments already contained in their constitution or their laws, which simply means that they took a law that already exists in another state, probably at the behest of ALEC, which I do believe is the American Legislative something council, educational council, something or other. I'll get the actual term for it tonight. But they've taken a piece of legislation like they normally do that's already passed in other states, brought it to Missouri, done a few word changes to it, and now have placed it on our ballot for people to believe that we need government's permission to farm. When in reality, anyone who understands the Missouri Constitution, and this is what I find lacking nationwide, people know the federal government's constitution. They know Amendment 1. They know Amendment 2. They know Amendment 3 and 4 and 5. Very few people know exactly what is contained in their state constitution. The federal constitution is the limit of the federal government. So don't give me this crap, you're impinging on my free speech if the state does something. No, there's a free speech amendment contained within the Missouri Constitution, and we're going to learn and understand a little bit about the Missouri Constitution and how it is that we already have all the protections that we need contained in that constitutional document.
Mm-hmm. And so Bill Riebolt said to you and me that he wrote this, and it's written by the American Legislative Exchange Council. ALEC, A-L-E-C is the acronym for it. And, he and Kelly Smith, they both lied to us, and they lied straight-faced. And they lied about, they said it would do nothing to harm neither me nor my cow. And they thought mine might have just one small cow. I think they misrepresented what their motives are. I think they are trying to get this legislation passed by naming it with a lie, the right to farm amendment, the right to farm subject to review by the government, and that's whoever we decide who will inspect, detect, reject, and infect your farm, right? I'm against it. I'm absolutely against it. I have the right to farm right now. I don't need them to come to my farm. As a matter of fact, I've told my sheriff, stay off my property unless I call you. Don't trespass. And that's exactly how I feel about the right to farm. I don't need these guys inspecting me because I'm not doing anything wrong. I treat my animals better than they treat we the people. Makes me angry, Tom.
Oh, absolutely. When this thing first came out, I didn't form an opinion immediately, but one of the first things I do is I sit down and I make a list of pros and cons. And my first pro was actually my first con, which led me to believe that from that point there, I was going nowhere. Because my cons were going to fully outnumber the pros any day of the week.
So, and who's to determine what a farm is and who's to determine what a ranch is, right? Wouldn't that be up to us?
It would be up to us, but it's also, we are of the belief that our rights do not come from God. I mean, to put it mildly, we are of the belief that government grants us these rights and what government says goes. We need to get back to the point that we understand that our rights are supreme to government. Government can only infringe upon those rights if you are infringing upon the rights of another individual. And you and your cow, to my knowledge, are not infringing upon anyone else's rights.
Well, I mean, I don't have a single neighbor who can see my cows from their house. Literally. I mean, not one. Not one of my neighbors, where they live, in their home, can see my cows.
Well, then the basis, should they complain, isn't there.
Yeah, and I can't see their cows either. I mean, none of us can see the animals of the others. We really can't. So, and I want to be a good neighbor. I really do. I don't want my cows getting out. So it's a nuisance for me. It's a nuisance for everybody. So, I mean, I do everything I can to make sure my fence is tight. And as a matter of fact, we're checking our fence this morning, probably checking a couple miles of fence, only because we had a massive storm last night. And we want to make sure our cows don't get out. and cause a problem for our neighbors. And I would hope that they would do the same thing to keep their animals at home, too. But we're gonna expose Bill Reibolt's evil Amendment 1. He says he's the he's a sponsor of it, but who knows how much of it he had written. By the way, Tom, I asked him if he was happy with it after it went through the review committee and after it went through the Senate and it's all, you know, changed, the wording's changed. And he said, well, you know, we gotta take what we got, you know, we take what we can get. These guys, I don't think have the desire to fight the system. So if I wrote something and it were twisted to something that I didn't like, I would make that known and I would pull the plug on my support for it. I wouldn't go along to get along. Would you?
No, I wouldn't, and very rarely does that happen. And for people who don't understand what it is that I'm a part of, the group, the Lockett Smith Foundation here in Missouri, I'm part of the legislative committee, and what we do on an annual basis is we review every single piece of legislation that makes it to the floor for a vote, whether it's the House or the Senate, and we compare it to the Constitution. Our first question is, where within the Constitution do you get the authority to do this? And if the authority is not there, then we rate it as a bad piece of legislation, and we score the representatives on their vote. And far too often what we hear, when we see a decent piece of legislation working its way through the system, everybody wants to pile their junk onto it because they know it's going to pass. And instead of the individual, now like in the House, our House, I believe the House member can say, no, I don't want that bill to come to the floor, if I'm not mistaken. The Senate, they don't have that authority. That's in leadership. But you absolutely can pull your support for it by voting no. But most of them don't. But, well, Tom, we got a couple steps. We got a couple things that we liked. And, no, we didn't like 80% of the bill, but at least we got our 20%.
You know, sometimes I wonder if what they really want is their name attached to a bill or an amendment rather than what it really is, so that if it does pass, they can say, hey, you know, how many did you get passed? You know, I got 3. I wonder if it's a scorecard like that.
I wouldn't doubt that there are some up there that do those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some people who, if you look at how many pieces of legislation they've sponsored and co-sponsored, got to remember, our legislature is only in session from January till May. They're passing, or they're writing, I should say, in a 10-month time frame, they're introducing 3,000 pieces of legislation just in the House. There's only 163 House members. There's only 5 months in the session. So
you know,
apparently somebody is wanting their name on a lot of pieces of legislation.
One of the things I wanted to ask Bill Reibolt of the 160th District in Missouri, House of Representatives, I wanted to ask him if he's read every word of every bill he's voted on.
Oh, I can answer that question wholeheartedly, that 99% of them, the answer is going to be no. I can name probably, I know Nick Marshall from up in Parkville area, which is north of Kansas City. I would bet he reads at least 95% to 100% of the legislation before he votes on it, and possibly Jeff Pogue. So we might have 2 people who read what it is that they're voting on before they vote on it. And I mean really read. I mean to the point where they understand what it is that's transpiring in this piece of legislation, not just skimmed over and go, yeah, that looks good.
I wanted it to be a felony for any member of the Missouri House of Representatives. I want it to be a felony if they voted on any legislation without reading every word and understanding every word of it. I wanted them to be in prison for not less than 10 years for doing that, for breaching the public trust. Seriously. And I proposed that bill, and obviously got nowhere. Yeah, I guess you were there when I proposed that bill, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, that was the other meeting that we had at Bears where the gentleman who heads up the Legislative Review Committee was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I asked him how much he made, compensation. I asked him how much the average person made that worked for him, and I suggested that he fire his entire department.
Yes, he did.
And he was kind of shocked. He said, like, who's going to review all this legislation? And I said, you are. And that's why you need to get it down to one sentence. Because if anybody proposes a bill that's longer than one sentence, you won't have time to read it. And then if you don't have time to read it, it's going nowhere. So it'll get all these politicians to reduce the verbiage down to one sentence so it can hit the floor for a vote. He thought I was kidding. I wasn't kidding.
You know, I believe we have a system of government that's designed to operate at gridlock level, which is why it was designed that way. But then we got attorneys involved, we got lawyers involved, we got courts involved, we got people who think that they know better for other people involved, and suddenly gridlock has gone out the window.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I prefer to see gridlock.
I do, too, because with gridlock, nothing gets accomplished, and we don't have any more laws. I mean, it's out of control. John Reagan was talking about how the IRS is not, a few minutes ago, is charging a penalty if you want to pay your taxes in cash. Hey, Tom Martz, I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight. Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. We're going to talk about the right to farm lie amendment in Missouri. And we'll talk about the Constitution. Thanks so much. John Reagan, staying with us. We'll be right back.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click Freeze FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
flashes? Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
John Reagan's with us. The financial state of the... John, you know, I was looking. this wasn't supposed to happen. I have a copy of the Financial State of the Union, book number one, Unspinning the Spin, revealing the position we're in, right? And mine says... it's got your name on it, signed, and it's got a serial number on it. I really appreciate that. And I believe I bought one of the very first ones that they had available. So if class, if you want to read a great book on what's really happening and why John Reagan says what he says and why I say what I say, it's in the book. We're in a lot of trouble. Not kidding. We are activists, and we're out there, and we're not letting these guys run roughshod over us, whether they're employed by the Missouri Farm Bureau or they've been selected to represent us, and they've turned into politicians like Bill Reibold has. What's next?
Well, just to let you know, here in Texas, the state legislature meets every other year, and I was looking, trying to get caught up in what I've missed being away from Texas for over 3 years. And last year, the laws that were passed and went into effect October 1st, there were 600 new laws. And, of course, we're responsible for following those.
Let's say 365 days a year. It's almost, I mean, almost two laws a day. Imagine just having to just read that, you know, having a letter come in your, two letters a day come to your mailbox 7 days a week, every day from now on with the new laws. It's like, oh, honey, hold on. Before we have dinner, I got to read this. This is important. These are the new laws. And you do that every day. Can you imagine? That's what these people are doing to us. These are people whose lives are in shambles. These are people who can't keep their zippers up. These are these are pedophiles, homos, degenerates. These are people who are telling us what to do. Who do they think they are? I guess we'll have our turn. What's next, John?
We haven't talked a lot about Fukushima, mostly because there's not a whole lot we can really do about it. But this was, new information came out, and the link I've got called 4,000% more. Newly released data shows 4,000% more radioactive material in Fukushima groundwater than TEPCO claimed. They found out there was 5 million becquerels per liter, more than five times the 900,000 recorded. And like I say, it took them a year to find that out and make it public.
Yeah. John, when we said on this broadcast that Fukushima was the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood, some people thought we were nuts. And I'm still standing by that statement. And with every news release, it's another exclamation point on what we said about Fukushima. You know, John, I was watching a video over the weekend, and it was a video about activists back in the 1960s. And what they were showing on this video is the first thing that happens with we activists, we who expose these conspiracy facts, we're laughed at. You know, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Those tinfoil hat guys, they're nuts. So the first thing they do is they laugh at you and they ridicule you. And if that doesn't work, they threaten you. And if that doesn't work, they kill you. John Reagan and I will be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And I'd like you to consider saying a prayer for Morgan. Morgan Easel. He's being operated on right now. He's one of us, USAPrepares.com. He won't be at the meetup tonight because he's under the knife. Please consider saying a prayer for Morgan Easel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.